Canto 8, Chapter 13. Description of future manus. Sri Shuka said, "Now hear from me about the children of the son of Vivasvan, the present Manu, who is known in the world as Shraddhadeva. He is the seventh one. The 10 sons of Manu are known as Ikshvaku, Nabaga, Drishta, Sharyati, Narishanta, Nabaga, or Nriga, and Dishta as the seventh one. Then, O chastiser of the enemy, there are Tarusha or Karushaka, Prishadra, and Manu's 10th son, who is known as Vasuman or Kavi. O king, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Vishvedevas, the Marats, the Ashwins, and the Ribhus are the demigods during this period, and Purandara is their Indra. Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Gautama, Jamadagni, and Bharadvaja are known as the seven sages. The appearance of the Supreme Lord Vishnu that took place during this period was the one of Lord Vamana. He was the youngest Aditya, born from mother Aditi and father Kashyapa Muni. I briefly described the seven periods of the Manus. Let me also tell you about the future Manus endowed with the powers of Vishnu. Samgya and Chaya, the two wives of Vivasvan, who were the daughters of Vishwakarma, O king, I both described to you previously. Some mention a third wife of Vivasvan, Vadava. From the three of them, there were of Samgya three children born, a daughter Yami, and the sons Yama and Shraddhadeva. Now hear about the children of Chaya. There was Savarni, a son, the daughter Tapati, who later became the wife of King Samvarana, and Shainaishchira, Saturn, was the third one. The two Ashwins were the sons born from Vadava. When the eighth period arrives, Savarni will become the Manu. The sons of Savarni, or ruler of men, are Nirmoka, Virajaska, and others. The Sutapas, the Virajas, and the Amrita Prabhas will belong to the demigods, and Bali, the son of Virochana, will become the Indra. Having donated the entire universe to Vishnu, who begged him for 3 steps of land, he, Bali, will achieve the post of Indra. Thereafter, renouncing, he will achieve the perfection of life. He, Bali, bound by the Supreme Lord, was, as a token of his appreciation, again favored with the kingdom of Sutala, where, being situated, he today still occupies a position more opulent than the one of Indra in heaven. Galava, Diptiman, Parashurama, Ashwatthama, Kripacharya, Rishashringa, and our father Vyasadeva, the incarnation of the Lord as a philosopher, will, because of their yoga practice, be the seven sages during the eighth Manvantara. They at present are engaged in their respective hermitages, O king. Sarvabhauma, the Lord and Master over the world, will, fathered by Devaguya, be born from Sarasvati, and take away by force the lands of Purandara, Indra, and give them to Bali. Daksha Savarni, the 9th Manu, born as the son of Varuna, will have Bhutaketu, Diptaketu, and others as his sons, O king. The Paras, the Marichigarbhas, and others will be the demigods. The king of heaven will be known as Adbhuta, and the seven sages of that period will be headed by Dyutiman. Rishabhadeva, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Lord, will, with Ayushman as his father, take birth from the womb of Ambudara. Adbhuta will, because of him, enjoy all opulence of the three worlds. The 10th Manu will be Brahma Sarvani, son of Upashloka. His sons will be Burishena and others, and the twice-born souls will be headed by Havishman. Avishman, Sukrita, Satya, Jaya, Murti and others are the seven sages during that period. The Suvasanas, the Virudas and others will be the demigods, and Shambhu will be the controller of the Suras, the Indra. One of the Supreme Lord's plenary portions, Vishvakshena, will take birth from the womb of Vishuchi in the home of Vishvashyashta and will make friends with Shambhu. Dharma Savarni will be the 11th Manu to appear in the future. This self-realized soul will have Satyadharma and others as his 10 sons. The Vihangamas, Kamagamas and Nirvanaruchis are the demigods then, and Vaidrita will be their Indra. The seven sages are Aruna and others. A partial incarnation of the Lord, known as Dharmasetu, will be born from the womb of Vaidrita as the son of Aryaka and will rule the three worlds. Rudra Savarni, O king, will appear as the 12th Manu, and Devavan, Upadeva and Devashreshta and others will be his sons. Ritadhama will be the Indra for that period. The demigods will be headed by the Haritas and Tapomurti, Tapasvi, Agnidraka and others will be the sages. The mighty Svadhama, a partial incarnation of the Lord, who Satyasaha will beget by Sundrita, will rule that period of Manu. The self-realized soul, Deva Savarni, will be the 13th Manu, and Chitrasena, Vichitra and others will be his sons. The Sukarmas and Sutramas will become the demigods, Divaspati will be the Indra, and Nirmoka and Tattvadarsha and others will be the sages then. Yogeshwara, a partial incarnation of the Lord, will appear from the womb of Brihati as the son of Devahotra, and will endeavor for the sake of Divaspati, the Indra. Indra Savarni will be the 14th Manu, and from his semen, Uru, Gambira, Buddha, and others will be born. The Pavitras and Chakshushas will be the demigods, Shuchi will be the king of heaven, and Agni, Bahu, Shuchi, Shuddha, Magadha, and others will be the ascetics. For that period, O great king, the Lord will appear in the womb of Vitana as Brihadbhanu, the son of Satrayana, in order to promote all spiritual activities. O king, the estimated time of the past, the present and the future of these 14 Manus I have described to you covers 1,000 Mahayugas or one Kalpa, one day of Brahma.